RadioInfluence.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Forking Around Town. I'm your host, Tracy. Today, I have a very special guest, Greg Maselli. How are you, Greg?
Good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Anytime. So, Greg, you're everywhere. This is only the second time I've met you in person, so thank you for taking the time to come on to this podcast. So tell me a little bit about yourself and what you have going on.
So I've lived in the Tampa Bay area for about 20 years now. I do a lot of social media marketing, lead generation, and advertising. Mm-hmm. And like you said, I'm kind of wearing a bunch of hats at the moment. Mm-hmm. I have Tampa Bay Pizza Festival coming up, which is October 19th.
I cannot wait.
Which is one of the reasons you invited me. So again, thank you for inviting me to talk about that. I don't have the team with me, so I don't want to give too much information on Tampa Bay Pizza Festival. Okay. But it is one of the only Tampa Bay Pizza Festivals mm-hmm. I've probably seen in the area in the whole 20 years that I've lived here.
I've never seen one. I'm excited.
Right? Isn't that crazy that there's never been a pizza festival? I've heard some people try to do it. Mm-hmm. One of the main obstacles was the pizza.
Yes,
how
the
are you
going to
keep the pizza warm?
Right.
So we've overcome that. It's going to be a very humble and family-oriented event. There is the Pig Jig right down the street the same exact day. So if you guys, you know, like country music mm-hmm. and some pulled pork, there is the Pig Jig. They have a great foundation too as well. We are limited on tickets because of the space at Waterworks Park. We do have entertainment. We have about 10 pizza vendors. Local businesses are going to be sponsoring the event. We can only sell about 3,000 tickets at the moment. Once those are sold, we may open up depending on mm-hmm. space and ticket sales.
Now, what time will it run until? I have a reason for asking this.
Okay, it's 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And we're going to have our live performers around 8 o'clock.
Okay. Well, you just made my decision. I was torn between... This would be my third year doing this half marathon up in Anna Maria Island. Mm-hmm. No, not Anna Maria, Amelia Island. Why do I always confuse the two? Amelia Island. So it's on Sunday the 20th, and usually I go up the day before and stay the night. So there is another half marathon in Sarasota the same day. So I think I'll have to do Sarasota because, you know. But I always eat pizza before I run. It's my tradition.
Is it?
Always. Yes. This will probably be my, it'll be my 18th half marathon, crazy enough.
In a row.
No, not in a row. No. Over the last 2 years. I took a little bit of a break due to an injury. And so this will be my first one since last October.
Nice. I'm sure you do well.
I just started training, so I'm ready.
Only cut down to one slice of pizza before the week before the event instead of two slices of pizza?
No, actually, I'll eat an entire, I mean, not huge, but maybe a medium thin crust pizza before the night before. It helps me. And you burn it all off anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
That is true.
So Sarasota it is. Okay. I got this. I was really torn because I love going up to Amelia Island. It's so mm-hmm. pretty up there. Anyways.
I've never been.
It's gorgeous. Someday it's, you know, close to St. Augustine. You mm-hmm. got to do it. It's a great place. So, okay.
Awesome.
What time is the judging?
So, that's another reason.
Right?
So you are going to come on and you're going to be one of our special guest judges, right?
Okay. Cool.
Is that cool?
No, I want to... Really?
I mean, you just got pizza phone case, pizza
I've
shirt.
Got everything. I'll get pizza nails for the occasion, but you have to do one favor and like my chicken picture that I have posted on Instagram.
I will like it all day because I know how much it means to you to win this contest.
Okay. So whoever's listening, you have to like my chicken picture on Instagram. So if you don't already know, it's at Forking Around Town. And I'm trying to beat Mr. Ian Beckles, who thinks he's better at me than posting on Instagram. So you'll see the chicken from Forbici Modern Italian in Hyde Park. Like it. Because I got to beat him anyways. Sorry.
So if somebody keeps tagging and liking, is there a little gift card in there for them?
Well, I can. Well, now he's going to say.
And you just said there's no betting, right? There's no rules. So, I mean, you might as well give an incentive.
There's no rules. Just because he's a former NFL player doesn't mean that I can't beat him, right?
Absolutely not.
You know, he's good at certain things, but when it comes to food, he better not fork with me. That's all I'm going to say. Anyways, all right. So okay, tell me, I want to hear a little bit about some of the other stuff you're involved in.
All right. So yes, I do have a lot, and I'm hosting a lot of events around the Tampa Bay area. I am the owner of Tampa Bay Business Network.
I've seen that on Facebook, and I need to become a member.
I would love for you to come come to one That's of my good. Events. I'm actually working on something huge for April, mid-April too. Let's just say there's nothing been created like it in the area on this capacity. So I'm fairly excited to launch it in the Tampa Bay area. I have my next Tampa Bay Business Network event at Bahama Breeze. It's going to be September 5th.
Okay, I can do
that. It's a Thursday from 7 to 9. The last event I had there had about 90 businesses.
Very cool.
In the area. So I plan to have the same, if not more. Bahama Breeze is a very good location. The manager, Eric, there is very friendly and helpful for all special events, too.
And I hear they have a really good watermelon jalapeno margarita.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm. I've had several people tell me about it, so I need to go try it. But it's such a great view over there.
It is.
I love all that area.
Yep. It's the second sunset event or networking sunset event I'm having. The last time, last one was last month at Water.
I was just there last week trying some of their new menu items. That's
was
a great
it on
place.
A Sunday? Because it slammed on Sundays.
No, it was on a Wednesday. I really like that place. And you know what's really funny is I have a voucher to stay the night at the hotel, and it includes a lot of stuff. And I haven't used it yet. So I'm trying to.
Next door, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to. I need to pick a day.
That would
working
be
on
fun.
It. Maybe after my half
Is there excluded for holidays? Why don't you try to use it for a holiday?
It probably is.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. I've had this voucher for like 6 months. Doesn't Shame on me for
hopefully
not
Hopefully it doesn't
it,
expire.
So. No, there's no expiration. Okay. So, yeah. Thank God. I'll enjoy my celebration after winning this chicken. Right? I think I'm going to go buy him a rubber chicken. I think that would be hilarious. They still sell those? Where can I find one?
Dollar store, maybe?
Dollar store, hopefully, yeah.
I don't know. I've never, nobody's ever asked me, where can I buy a rubber chicken from?
Well, I just did, so there we go.
Maybe Amazon, next day, ship it to to his house?
That's a great idea. I'm going to just throw it at him like a football and be like, here you go. Funny. Yeah, but actually, I have to say, have you been to Forbici?
No, I have not.
You definitely need to check it out. It was my second time going there. I went last night. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I'm trying to do keto right now. I know that sounds crazy because I consume crazy amounts of pizza. But trying to, cut back a little bit on all the bread. But I have to say, their food is fantastic. So,
where is it?
It's in Hyde Park Village.
Okay.
Yeah, they have the Roman-style pizza. So it's the real thick square cut.
Oh, I think I saw that you actually checked in there. And I asked you, where is this place? And it looked delicious. It was a kind of a personal pan pizza, a little thick.
No, well, I didn't
Or was that a different place?
I didn't have pizza there yesterday. I don't. You know what? I eat so much pizza. I'm trying to think.
I've
checked into a lot
of places
lately. I don't know
how this keto's going to work for you. How long are you doing it for?
Oh, 3 weeks. Well, you know what? I did have pizza the other day at Noble Crust. That's where it
was. Yes, Noble Crust.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
I can't keep up with you. You're eating everywhere.
I eat out a lot. So it's okay. That was my cheat day. So I had pizza. Noble Crust does a great job. You need to check them out.
Nice.
Can you say any of the participants in the pizza festival, or is it secret?
I'll tell you New York
okay.
pizza.
Their pizza's great.
Is part of it, but I don't want to give it all away.
Okay.
We're launching all of our vendors next week.
Okay.
As well as some of our sponsorship partners. But
okay.
New York was one of the first ones to jump on. Mm-hmm. They're probably one of my top five personal favorites in the area from being
Same
from
here.
New York. Mm-hmm. But again, I can't judge. So at the festival, we're going to have Chicago versus New York contests. We're going to have maybe a one bite or two bite challenge because, the first bite's the best, but that second bite's really going to determine whether it's good or not. You know, so we might have a two bite challenge along with some other activities for the kids and stuff for the festival.
And you've gone to Paul's Chicago Pizza.
I have. Yeah. I actually was lucky enough to win a gift card on Instagram.
Must be nice.
And, I got to enjoy it. Yeah, it was actually really good. I had the barbecue chicken thin crust pizza.
I have not
which
tried
is really
that.
Good.
One of my friends, she's Eat Wanderslay. That was actually her favorite when she went. So okay. I need to try that one.
Do you know anybody who does vegan pizza offhand?
It's the Tampa, it's the Gourmet Pizza Company on Armenia and Swan.
We'll have to touch base for that. I have
Definitely.
A lot of requests for vegan pizza, believe it or not, through the Facebook page. So
it's a thing. You might also want to check Boss Bitch Pizza. I don't know if you've ever tried.
I contacted them and we're supposed to meet with them and Randy DJ. Okay. X Explicit, one of our co-founders, as well, reached with them. I guess they're good.
They are incredible. So, delivery only.
Yeah, I saw that concept. Yeah. It's apparently they're amazing.
They are really amazing. So. I tried their cauliflower crust, which that is actually something I've been eating a lot of. So Westshore Pizza is kind of my go-to right now.
Okay.
But when it comes down to it, if you're trying to watch your carbs, it's really hard because a lot of the local pizza spots, they actually purchase the crust already made. So it comes from a manufacturer somewhere.
Yeah.
I do believe Boss Bitch makes their own.
Interesting.
I could just tell by tasting it.
And that's always
the
best, too.
Well, you want to know. I mean, you kind of want to know the calories and the carbs.
Exactly.
You know?
Where your crust is coming from.
Right.
Because it's all about the crust and the cheese.
Well, there was a place I went to. I'm not gonna say their name because don't get me wrong. Their pizza was great. But it was in St. Pete. Mm-hmm. I actually, in a lot of my running adventures, I ran past it several times. And I was like, I need to go there. So I went there one day. I called them to make sure they were open, and I said, I want to get the cauliflower. They said, well, we're going to save one for you because we sell out of it. So I get there. I'm all excited thinking, oh, this is going to be amazing. I saw them take it out of a box that you can buy at Publix, and it was such a letdown.
Really?
It really was. I'm like, I could have done this myself at home.
So it's interesting you say that. I had a pizza company who used to have a store. And they actually invented a pizza that's kind of like, you know, DiGiorno. It's not delivery kind of thing.
Right.
And their local company, which I need to reach out with them next week as well, but they created pizza that they say is frozen. Mm-hmm. And when they bring it to events or have it set up or cooked, people don't even know the difference. I need to find the name and give it to you.
Yeah, you do.
But it's fairly interesting because it's, I don't know. Do you like DiGiorno or frozen pizzas and things like that? Or
I'd be lying if I said I don't eat frozen pizza because I do. But DiGiorno
like
is
in the morning,
not my favorite, right? After those nights hanging out. No.
Or 9 in the morning.
9 in the
when
morning,
you can't get
breakfast.
Pizza.
I know, right? Frischetta is actually, I like their brick oven and I just get their cheese and I doctor it up with my own stuff. That's kind of my go-to. But I swear by real good foods. Pizza.
Okay.
They have a cauliflower crust, but they also have a chicken breast crust.
Really?
And that only has 4 net carbs per serving.
Chicken breast crust?
Yeah. I eat it all the time. So that gets me through my pizza cravings.
Nice.
I don't think you've ever met anyone who has consumed as much pizza as I have.
No, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I've heard that from a few people. Like, I'm going to introduce you to some other pizza queens, and not in your area.
Nicole,
except on your,
you know Nicole.
Yeah, so Nicole, yep, she's one of them. She's
awesome.
Going to be a fellow judge with you.
Oh, very good,
yes,
very good.
I had to pull her on board because she has some certificates. She literally won some pizza certificates from traveling around and doing pizza contests. And then I have somebody from Orlando actually coming in. To be a pizza judge too. And she flies all around the U.S. to certain pizza events and then judges them. So I thought that was pretty cool. No, I don't think so.
Well, if anyone's listening, if you want to fund any of my trips, I'll fly anywhere. I mean, I'm just saying, I will.
Well,
I will.
We're going to have a good set of judges. I'm very happy with you guys. You know, I'm excited to have Ian on there too as a judge. So I'm going to have one special guest too. I'm not sure who it is.
Okay.
But I'm trying to pull somebody who's kind of celebrity status, but we'll see. We'll see how that rolls.
Okay.
Besides you guys. I mean, you guys are already celebrities.
Oh, yeah, right.
In your
own
sense.
No, I was just
going to
say, isn't Ian enough? No, just kidding. Yes, I'm very excited. I'm actually already planning my outfit. Nicole, I mean, she does a great job. I actually, the first time I met her is we ran the Tampa Bay Pizza Run, which was at Gadsden Park, and New York was a sponsor.
Okay.
That was my first race after my injury. I hurt my foot so bad in January. I couldn't run for 4 months. It was hard.
Just relaxed, recovered, and ate pizza?
I did. But that was my first race and horrible time. But it's okay. It was my first time getting back out there. I made it through and I
ate pizza. Is that where you had to eat pizza and then run and then eat pizza and then run?
Yes, you do.
And then eat pizza and then run?
Yes. That was my second year doing it. And it's not as easy as it sounds.
No.
Because when you're getting ready to run and it's so freaking hot outside, it's really hard to eat a slice of pizza and then go run. And then you after running a mile, you got to eat another piece. I mean, I'm all for it. I'll do it again.
Well,
but it's
calories in, calories out.
It's hard, though. Because when I run, I don't like to eat a lot before.
No,
I'd rather eat
not.
A few hours after.
Yeah.
The night before or 2 hours after. But
I agree.
It's all about hydration.
At Tampa Bay Pizza Fest, we will have a tent. So if you need to eat your pizza or drink in the shade, we will have a tent for everybody to eat under because I'm sure it's going to be hot.
That's good for Ian because he doesn't do hot. Trust me.
I mean, it's October. You know, it may cool off just a little bit, but
he
still
won't
Florida.
Go to a Bucks game unless it's in like a suite or something. He won't do it.
I mean, I don't blame him.
No, because it's
over 100 degrees on that field.
I know. Are you going to any games?
I actually, yes. I am the marketing and events director for Pewter Report.
Well, so there you go.
We do have a suite, and I will be there on Friday.
Okay.
For I think the Dolphins. Yep.
Okay. Friday, I'm excited.
7 o'clock.
I'm going to the opening game with the Niners because I'm from. They're not my favorite team. They're my second favorite team.
I wasn't judging you.
No,
I was looking at you funny.
people give me a hard time, though. But, you know, being from the San Francisco Bay Area, I love the 49ers, but my absolute favorite team are the Steelers. My dad's from Pittsburgh, so I grew up.
I was fine with the 49ers. Let's go back to
the Steelers, right? But, yeah, I'm very excited to go to that game. So I
should
actually
be fun.
I even ordered some 49er shoes. I'm going all
out. Did you really?
I did.
So I guess I'll have to run into you and ignore
you
when I see you.
Ignore me, right?
No pictures. No, I'm just kidding.
Right, I know, right? I'm not going to embarrass you by any means.
So we do have an event coming up with Pewter Report at Ford's Garage, which is one of our partners. I don't know if you've been there, but it's at the West Chase location.
I've never been to Ford's Garage.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
If you're free Thursday at 7 o'clock, I'd love to have you there. They have a peanut butter burger. So it's
I love
bacon
peanut butter
cheeseburger,
burgers.
Cheeseburger, and they put peanut butter on top of it. And I know it may sound weird to some of you guys.
No, it's delicious.
It
works.
Delicious. Plus, you get a little bit of protein too.
That's all about the protein. Well, I can do that. I'll take the bun off. The first
actually,
time,
they serve without buns. You can order it without the bun.
Perfect. Well, I'll get it for the photo because we got the Instagram, and then I'll take the bread off.
So is that what you do? I was always wondering,
lately.
How do you eat all of these like concoctions that you take pictures of?
Up until about 3 weeks ago, I always ate everything, but then it's like after a while you're like, I gotta take a little bit of a break, because it does, you know, you can't eat like that every day.
No,
I wish I could. Once I'm running a lot, it's easier to do that.
You're on the cycle. Yeah,
it is,
your body's used to it. And
yeah,
you're actually, the more I've been running the causeway lately, and my body wants more food because you're exercising more, and you know.
Yeah, and you need those healthy carbs. But
exactly.
The first time I had a peanut butter burger was at the Locale Market in St. Pete. Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't. I need to go. I told you, I need to go out more.
I'll give you a list. I got you covered. And any of your, if you get some friends to like my chicken picture, I got you covered with gift cards.
I told you, I'm going to come grab some lunch and I'm going to push that chicken picture for you. Because I'm on your side here.
Thank
believe
you.
Ian may have an edge, but I have faith in you.
He doesn't have an edge when it comes to Instagram. That's the thing I laugh about. You know what? He doesn't listen, so it doesn't matter. He never listens to my podcast. Seriously. But when I first met him, he was ahead of me by like 1,500 followers. And I looked at him and I said, I'm going to beat you. And he's like, nope. That was just his thing. It's not going to happen. Well, now I'm ahead of him by 4,000.
No way.
So there you go. I am the queen of Instagram, Ian Beckles. No,
isn't a nice chicken picture? I haven't even seen it. It should be one chicken wing. That's all it should be. Just the flapper, not even like the drum either. Just
the funny thing.
Do you
about,
like wings or flappers?
I like both. It's funny. Certain people they like drums or they like flappers. I like it all. I'm not picky. We go to eat there last night, and we're both trying to do the whole keto thing. So
you're at 60.
I know. He orders the chicken. Mm-hmm. I get a steak, you know, because I don't usually order chicken when I go out because I eat it so much at home. Mm-hmm. So when his chicken came out, I was like, damn, that is one good
just like
chicken.
I said.
Yeah. So anyways, we both, and here's the crazy thing. We both post at the same time today because all of a sudden I posted mine and then I go to my feed and his chicken
right
pops up. I'm like, this is creepy. I mean, the exact same time. I checked it. Exact same time. What are the odds of that? So, yes.
He's trying to follow your lead so he can catch up to your 4,000 followers.
He didn't know I was posting it. Well, he's only got 55 likes, so take that. I'm winning.
You're
by
two
five.
Behind, but here, let me like it. You'll be one right. Behind.
Anyways.
Get that going. So, you know, today is National Filet Mignon Day, right?
I was looking at that earlier. I'll have to get some for dinner, maybe. It's keto friendly. I know. Speaking of steak, I mean, do you have any favorite spots in Tampa Bay for a good piece of meat?
Not really. I mean, I'm a typical Longhorn kind of guy.
Longhorn's
got some good steaks, believe it or not.
You know what? I agree with you, but I have not been to Longhorn in about 7 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's your go-to steak joint for some good meat in Tampa?
For some good meat in Tampa. You know what? It really is a tough one.
See?
It's hard. No, it is hard. I mean,
what's harder, pizza or steak?
Oh, steak is definitely harder. It's definitely harder. Because I've had some disappointing steaks recently. Last night, I had a New York strip at Forbici. It was great. It had a porcini butter on it. It was delicious.
Did it look like that chicken, though? I didn't see any pictures of it.
The steak was, well, it wasn't as pretty as a chicken. The chicken had, it was just all the herbs.
It is a good piece of chicken, guys. You guys should definitely go like it on Instagram.
Well, let's look at Ian's chicken. Come on now. Mine's better.
He has two pieces. How come there was only one on yours? Did he couldn't wait to?
No, it's just the angle, and he wanted to emphasize the cauliflower
in the background. Like he should have made it a portrait picture. It would have gotten a few more hits. Maybe 3D.
I did a nice aerial view.
No, I love that. It's a great picture. It is an attractive piece
it's
of chicken.
A beautiful chicken. Yeah. Anyways.
All right, so Tampa Pizza Fest, October 19th.
I cannot wait. Will they have a chicken pizza? Because
I'm
over
more
it.
Than sure they will.
Okay. And how can people, if they want to buy tickets, where can they go?
So you can go to TampaBayPizzaFest.com and then just click get tickets. Tickets are perfect. $10 for general admission.
That's a
and
great price.
And then everything else is going to be $5. As far as I mean everything, some of our vendors, Italian ices, cupcakes, they're going to be $5. Our beers are going to be $5, as well as our slices of pizza are going to be $5. The reason
great
we're
price.
Doing that is we're just bringing it back to a festival. You know, so you're going to have your general admission ticket, and then you're going to have tickets to have fun, games. We're working on having a photo booth, so an official pizza photo booth at the event. I spoke to the gentleman, Chris, yesterday from Hawkins Photography. Shout out to him. So, yeah, it's going to be a family fun day. I'm excited for it. The next Tampa Bay Pizza Fest 2020 is in the works. We're working on confirming the date sometime in May.
Okay, that's a good
again,
month to have
we
it.
Will announce that before, of course, October 19th. We also have a pizza pub crawl that we're working on for the Tampa Bay area as well. I can give you a follow-up probably in the next couple of weeks, but we want a little teaser before, you know, the Tampa Pizza Fest, and since we had to limit tickets, we're trying to expand our horizons to bring the awareness of Tampa Bay Pizza Fest 2019, so 2020 can even be three times as bigger. Exactly.
I love it.
So awesome. We're excited.
Well, Greg, thank you for taking time and driving from Palm Harbor. Is that
Palm
where you
Harbor,
live?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Dunedin area.
I love that area. I do. I do a lot of races out there. What's that New England Ale House? Is that still there?
It closed down.
I heard that.
See, what happened was John Taffer came over there, and we won't talk badly, but this is the second or third restaurant I've seen that he's kind of put that nail in the coffin for. And the owner is very friendly. You know, she was big in the community, a lot of fundraisers and stuff like that. And within a month or two, they shut down, just like Frankie T's.
Wow.
And, you know, I've known Frank and all the guys at Freaky Tiki is what I would call it for years now.
Yeah.
And when they changed it over to Frankie T's Sports Bar, it was okay. But the thing is, what I think Taffer lacks is knowing his community.
Right.
And knowing the demographic of the area. I mean, anybody can go in there with some money and make it look pretty. But if you don't know your ideal demographic, if you don't know the people in your neighborhood or city or community, it's going to be hard to attract them. And, you know, honestly, this is the third restaurant I know that he's put the nail in a coffin, and it's just kind of upsetting. And now I'm seeing like these advertising on Facebook and wanting me to, let me help you put the nail in a coffin in your restaurant, you know?
Absolutely.
So it's just upsetting because somebody like me who does social media, knows lead generation, knows how to gauge the community with just what they want.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of disappointing because something simple as a messenger bot giving a gift card, as you've seen me do, could raise so much awareness for that business and, you know, just give the community what they want and have them keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's fairly simple, but
it is. No, it is.
Yep.
Some people don't
get it.
It
is what it is, though.
Well, again, Greg, thank you so much. I'm counting down the days of the Pizza Fest.
Of course. Thanks for having
me. Cannot wait. I'm going to get some pizza shoes so I can be cool like you.
Yep. And then next couple of weeks, I plan on coming on again with the team.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll do the
partners and everything too. So I'll make sure I wear my pizza shoes for you.
Yeah, I'll try to get mine by then. Anyway, guys, thanks again for listening. Don't forget, a new episode comes out every Tuesday. You can find it on radioinfluence.com and wherever else you like to download your podcasts. You guys have a great week, and I will talk to you next week.
Radio Influence Tampa Bay is always interested in adding new podcasts that are focused solely on the Tampa Bay area. If you have an existing podcast that fits the bill or have an idea that you want to bring to life, email us at contact@radioinfluence.com. Radio Influence and Radio Influence Tampa Bay. The future is now.